Kia ora no e te iwi, this is Pākehā, whakamana here, kaupapa Māori. Benita Tahuri is kindly with us today. Benita is at the Wairau District Council. She is the recovery manager. And on Wednesday, it's a one-year anniversary of the arrival, tragic arrival actually, of Cyclone Gabrielle. Benita, thanks very much for joining us on Pākehā. Tēnā koe and a warm welcome. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, ngā mihi, thanks for having me. Yes, significant event coming up, milestone in this journey post Cyclone Gabrielle. So, yeah, kia ora, thanks for the time to kōero.
Tēnā koe. I spoke with Leon actually last week. Leon Symes has been a bit of a touchstone for us in your proud community. He says, you know, the remnants of Gabrielle are everywhere, inescapable. And this week we acknowledge what happened a year ago. From the district council's perspective, and as the Wairau recovery manager for the council, how are you going to acknowledge 1 year on? What can you share with our listeners, Benita?
Absolutely. So Wednesday coming up, of course, we've got our big anniversary event. I think what's interesting and important to note is that Wairau had a Wairau recovery-wide plan that wasn't led by the council. It was led by the tripartite, which is a tātou tātou o te Wairua, the Wairau Tai Whenua, the district council. So my role was appointed as that, although the administratively responsible is through the council. It's very much a trying to pull together community, because it's obviously something that we needed to work together to manage and navigate the trauma, the rebuild, everything that goes with Cyclone Gabrielle that left with us. So it is a significant event, and we've got three activities planned for the day. Our event's called He Ngā Tore, which is like there's a glimpse of light. You can just see the glimpse because we've come through the darkness and moving through, and hopefully we've supported whānau to just see that there's hope in the horizon, if not right now, because we're still in the full-blown impacts, of course, 1 year later. A hugely significant event that has actually transformed the face of our community, and lots of people still suffering and displaced from homes. But to acknowledge that event, of course, we are having He Ngā Tore, which is a community event. We've got a hikoi, a memorial hikoi at 6 a.m. in the morning from the showgrounds, which is the place the river breached, which caused the flooding. And that's a 1.8 hikoi with the people on the tractors who saved people from their homes, with the community, with the whānau who have been impacted, and with the wider community. So we are going to do a karakia at the showgrounds there, start there, and then link up with the different streets and head over to the Tapuai grounds there for memorial breakfast.
Tēnā koe, Benita. Obviously, it's still fresh in the minds. Though, you know, we're broadcasting out of a studio in Māngere in Tāmaki Makaurau, so we can't really feel the impact of what occurred, but you were isolated for so long. The resilience shown by the community should be noted here a year on too. How whakaro?
Yes, absolutely, because I think what's happened because of our isolation, our geographic isolation, because of, you know, our existing issues in our community, because of where 67% Māori, or really high Māori population, we have felt a little bit left out from the whole thing. And so, as you say, the resilience has played a huge part. We shouldn't have to be. We should have access, but it's just an extra distance. It's harder to get to us. Often people say Hawke's Bay and think Wairau's included in that, and we haven't been. So it's been a really difficult journey with those aspects on top of what we've had to deal with. And in terms of the significance, Wairau, the population, is the most significant impacted community across the country. But we have low numbers, so it's hard to do that comparison. But actually, if you look at 24% of our whole housing stock of our community was damaged during that cyclone, it gives another perspective on, as you say, the impact and the impact on our wider, the whole community, actually.
Well, some would have left, I guess, but most stayed. And the difficulty here is, too, anticipating when something similar might occur. You can never really fully weatherproof the community, can we?
No, and interesting enough, Cyclone Bola showed that 6 years after Cyclone Bola, a plan was made for flood protection, but no funding was there to be able to put that in place, and so here we are now. It's imperative that our community gets together. We have been given some funding dedicated to Wairau for flood protection, so it's important that we sort that out and come up with a plan, a flood protection plan. But as you say, you know, there are other factors, and the changing climate, all those are going to have further future impacts, but we need to firstly understand how we can get our people back in homes or in homes right now.
During the thick of it all too, I think it might have been Leon who sort of posed a somewhat surprising observation, and that it almost was the best thing for race relations, and the town people were forced to work together. Communities came together, with your black, white or brindle. Everyone was helping each other. Perhaps this is a seldom spoken of upshot, perhaps, of events of this nature.
I think it's when you look at kind of post-recovery and recovery response, it's a natural progression that, you know, you straight after the event, there's a heroics phase and everybody's jumping in there together and helping, and then you go through this appreciation phase, and then, of course, there's the dip and you come down and the significance of it starts to hit, and then it's a post-recovery journey. And internationally and even locally, you see that happening. And I think that what happens next is people split off and carry on with their own thing. So it's really hard to maintain longer than, you know, a year post-cycle events like this. That kotahitanga, that's their first experience right after the cyclone. But it's given us a opportunity to see that when we come together like that, how powerful and, you know, the strength that we have as one, as a community.
Good catching up with you. Is this you guys?
Yes, indeed it is.
Did you write that song, Benita?
Yes. Between my two daughters, yes. That's part of our music. It's been a little bit of a while, of course, since COVID and what have you, and we've moved back home to Wairau as well.
I've really enjoyed your music along the way too, Benita, so please keep up the mahi. You guys are fantastic. I've seen you perform too out at Te Waititi last couple of years. So just wonderful. And obviously now with the cyclone recovery mahi, but there'll be plenty to write about going forward, don't you think?
No, absolutely. Man, I think one of the ahakoe tosui te reo Pākehā tētahi o mātou ngā waiata from darkness to light, and this has absolutely been an opportunity to live and breathe again what it means to move and support people moving from darkness to light. So yeah, ka mahi ki a koe, thank you for that. Energy rising, we hopefully back supporting Black Slate, who are planning a stage a tour this year as well. So, yeah, who knows? I think my daughter wants to do a bit of a solo stint, so we'll support her doing that. But also as part of our the anniversary, we've got a concert planned, as well as the Tamariki Day. So all day we've got events happening for our Tamariki Mokopuna, and then from 5:30 to 8:30 we've got a whānau concert. And I haven't got it out yet, but we're very, really excited to say that Annie Crummer is coming to Wairau, just quietly, not quietly.
she's fantastic, Annie, too, the Queen of Avondale. And you guys will combine beautifully, I'm sure. Hey, Benita, it's been lovely having a cordial with you. Thanks for the music. Thanks for the mahi.
No, tēnā koe, thank you for the chat.
Mauri ora.
Mauri ora.
Hei kua lera. Anita Tahuri, this is Energy Rising. She sings magic and is a composer. And Energy Rising is Benita and her daughters. Waitawatu I tēnā waiata, beautiful. And Benita Tahuri from Kākanginu Ngai Tūhoe. And related as well, direct descendant of Brian Boru, last reigning King of Ireland. Cool, huh? You're with Urban Māori Radio. Waitea, 6:03 a.m. O nōrau mātori te irere he tango te iwi Māori. This is Pākehā, whakamanehia kaupapa. Māori e ngā wā katoa.